This is Passport to Texas. Residents of Florida manage to live with alligators and have for years, but it's new to Texans who haven't yet gotten used to the increasing presence of the large reptiles here.
We're trying to educate the people and teach them about the American alligator, its habits, its behaviors, and exactly what to expect from these creatures.
Wildlife biologist Greg Creasy says when you go to the Texas Parks and Wildlife website, you'll find information on living with alligators. He says that while only a very small fraction of alligators pose a threat to humans, there is a common belief that all gators are dangerous.
They've seen a lot of television programs and other things that have led them to believe that alligators are man-eaters and they are a risk to people.
And just because you see an alligator doesn't mean it's a problem. He offers a couple of guidelines on what would be considered a nuisance alligator.
Has it retained its natural fear of people? Also, if an alligator is coming up out of the water and spending a lot of time in someone's yard.
Coming up on tomorrow's show, would you know what to do if you saw an alligator?
Just because they see it, they don't need to panic.
That's our show for today. We receive support from the Sport Fish Restoration Program, funded by your purchase of fishing equipment and motorboat fuels. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.